fake nature. No real? Fake it. Fake or artificial nature is everywhere in the world. When people can't get their hands on real nature, they seem quite happy to imitate it in clever ways. Fake grass is used in many places, especially sports grounds. It is made of plastic and it looks very like natural grass. In the summer, some landlocked cities with no natural beaches truck in sand to create one. Some are even made indoors. In the winter, water can be frozen for ice skating, creating artificial skating rinks. There are snakes made of rubber that hang in trees and fake models of owls to scare away pests. These are just some of the many ways people have faked nature. Fake snow. In Dubai, temperatures often top 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius, not a place most people would go to ski. However, here, there are fake snow-covered ski slopes indoors. As well as the ski slopes, there are
sheds,
chair lifts, ice caves, and even penguins. To make this happen, the roof is made of a special heat-reflecting metal. There is also a huge space between the roof and the ceiling of the ski field. The trapped air in this space helps to keep the ski field cold. Below the snow, there are many pipes. These pipes are filled with a special chemical that is kept super cold. This chemical also chills the fans and the snowmakers. Tropical holiday? Fake one. In Germany, there is a theme park and tropical island resort built inside an old aircraft hangar. The dome of the hangar is so big that the Statue of Liberty could easily stand upright under it. The famous Eiffel Tower could also fit lying on its side. Inside, it is summer all the time. The temperature is controlled to copy the weather in the tropics. Here, visitors can walk in through a rainforest among the 50,000 plants, as well as parrots and flamingos. To really feel like they are on a tropical holiday, visitors can walk through a village from Thailand. They can also find themselves in a local house from Samoa, and even a Balinese temple. Fake mountains and rocks. A rock climbing wall is another way to experience the outdoors when you're inside. Rock walls originally started as a safer way to try out the sport. Today, rock climbing walls are all over the world. To copy the feel of mountains and rocks, the walls are often constructed from metal frames covered with wood and then coated with a mixture of special paint and sand. There are handholds bolted onto the wall along chosen
routes.
Indoor climbing walls have many uses. Inside, bad weather can't stop people from climbing. There are no high winds or rain. Other things, such as insects and falling rocks, won't upset climbers either. Riding perfect waves. At a wave pool, the waves break all day long, just like the sea. Except, here, they are not troubled by swells and tides like ocean waves. Fake waves can be made in different ways. Some pools use giant fans to blow on the surface of the water. Others make big waves by suddenly changing the amount of water at one end of the pool. This pool has many very large tanks. All at once, they drop their water together, creating a massive swell that travels the length of the pool. The height of the wave is controlled by changing the amount of water in the tanks. The waves go from gentle paddling waves to big surf breaks. Riding the perfect fake wave. Biodome, a fake ecosystem. A biodome copies whole ecosystems. An ecosystem is a group of animals and the environment in which they live. In Montreal, there is a famous biodome that has 5 different ecosystems inside. There are 4,500 animals from 250 species, as well as 500 plant species. A visitor to this biodome can experience all 4 seasons indoors at the same time. They can also walk through a rainforest valley that has a stream running through it, see a golden monkey, or fierce fish in the water. The sub-Antarctic zone looks and feels like a volcanic island found between the Antarctic and the tip of South America. There are no plants here, but plenty of penguins. Outside the biodomes of the Eden Project, England. Inside one of the ecosystems of the Montreal biodome. Faking zero gravity. Copying Earth's ecosystems is one thing, but humans have even found a way to copy outer space. Today, passengers can step aboard a special plane and feel the weightlessness of outer space. Zero-G, or zero-gravity, planes allow people to feel like astronauts. Flying in special arcs, the plane climbs high at an angle of 45 degrees. It reaches 32,000 feet, nearly 10 kilometers, then it drops down. For the next 20 to 30 seconds, everything on the plane experiences weightlessness. In a special compartment, passengers fly through the air, somersault, and catch water drops floating around like glass beads. By changing the arc, the plane can copy the gravity on the moon, or even the gravity on Mars. Real or fake? But why go to all this trouble? A zero-G plane acts as a flying laboratory. Scientists use the conditions on board to see how weightlessness affects the human body. They can also conduct experiments to help space exploration. Zero-G flights are an important part of space programs. Zero-G planes also take paying passengers too, people looking for a thrill. There are many reasons why people fake nature, as with the zero-G plane. Sometimes we fake nature to help us learn more about the world around us. Sometimes it's just for fun. Some people think, however, that the money spent on faking nature should be spent on real environments and living things.